Om Shanti. O Supreme Power, please give our mind strength so that we can conquer our own minds, our inner self, before trying to conquer others' mind. Please, let us first conquer our own minds, our inner self. Let our hearts be free from any kind of discrimination. We should be able to forgive our friend's mistake. Save us from untruth and let us breathe the air which has only truth. Even if we are in difficulties, please guide us in our lives so that we can abide by the truth and walk in the path of honesty. Please give us self-confidence so that we are not afraid to face the adversities of life before trying to conquer others. Please help us first to conquer our own mind. Dusro ki jai se pehle khud ko jai kare. That's the song which says that first conquer your own mind before you try to conquer the minds of others. And the strongest and the most powerful person in this world is the one who has conquered his own mind. So yesterday we heard Baba's Murli. That was the recorded Murli of 2010. And Baba talked about mind fitness, mental health, and what is needed for physical health, diet and exercise. Those are two very important things. So Baba also mentioned about making this mind strong, stable, powerful by doing one exercise. So there are various points in this Murli. Let's try to revise all those points. First, original country, which is the original country we belong to? Supreme Abode, Soul World, Incorporeal World. Baba said, this is the unique place. This is the original and unique kingdom, unique country from where Baba has come to meet you children. So he has mentioned to start with some narrative of his residence. So he has come from this place. And not just he, but we have also come from this place. And we need to keep on remembering the place from where we had come on this earth. And often Baba says, now it's a time to go back to home and you should develop spiritual nostalgia. Spiritual nostalgia. Homesickness. The divine homesickness. So that was the first point. The second was five-faced Brahma. Brahma is often showed with four faces. What is this five face? What are these five faces of Brahma? Shiva is okay, five-faced. That Hanuman is shown as five-faced. What about Brahma? Brahma is often showed four. There is a story that this Brahma had said something, some bitter words to Shiva, and he got angry. And with his sword, he cut off one of the heads of Brahma. So earlier were five. So only four remained. I don't know the exact story. It's not given anywhere. So Baba said, you also have got five forms. So your first form is the point of light. The second form is your deity form. The third form is your form when you are worshipworthy. The fourth form is your confluence agent, Brahmin form. And the fifth form is your angelic form. So just as Brahma is shown with five faces, you also have your five faces. So keep on remembering this five faces of yours. The third point is mind exercise. Which exercise you should do? This exercise of five forms. How many times? 5 seconds. If it is not possible for a 5 seconds, do it in 5 minutes. Or it should be other way around. Baba says, if you can do it in 5 seconds, do it in 5 minutes. So 5 seconds means, if you cannot complete in 5 seconds, okay, you take 5 minutes. How many of you think that they don't have time? Raise your hands. So Baba, so that was the third point. And Baba mentioned about 8 benefits about this exercise. What are those benefits? If you do this exercise, you will have certain benefits. The first is, mind will not pull you. There is often a complaint that mind pulls you. So you will be saved from vyarth and ayatharth. Vyarth is waste, ayatharth is that which is not appropriate. You will be saved from such thoughts, some waste thoughts, inappropriate thoughts, incorrect thoughts. Ayatharth means those thoughts which are against Srimad. And you will become the master of the mind, Malik. And you will be able to order the mind if you do this exercise. Baba said, this is a very simple exercise, but do it. Do it 5 seconds or 5 minutes every hour. That's a great task. But Baba said, it's easy for you. Why? Because of two reasons. Because you have already done it every kalpa. One, every cycle you have been doing it. Second, because this is your original nature. This is your original swarup. Because of these two reasons, this is an easy task for you. You can do it hands down. The first benefit is, mind will stop pulling you. You can order the mind. The second benefit is, mind will become ekras, is stable and constant. Mind will become stable and constant. Ekras. The fluctuations, the variations of mind, the varying frequencies would stop. Mind would become stable. The mood will become stable. The variations of mood would stop. So that's the second benefit. The third benefit is that Swarup, your speciality of, you will experience the speciality of your Roop, of your Swarup, of your nature. So third is experience. You will do what? You will have what? Deep experience of your own nature. Because the greatest crisis in the world today is the identity crisis. If you ask anybody, who is he? It's very difficult to answer that question. Even if somebody asks you, what will be your answer? I remember once a foreign sister asked me, who are you? And she was in Gyan in 40 years. She said to me, don't tell me the answer which I know. Tell me, who are you? And she said, don't tell me all that which I already know. So do we really know ourselves? I told her that I am a spark of consciousness who is in his journey of perfection. So, experience, deep experience of your own original nature. If you practice this drill multiple times throughout the day, you will have experience of your own original nature. Fourth, you will become healthy. Mind will become thick. Baba gave the example of bodily health. Just as with those exercise, body becomes healthy. With this exercise, mind will become fit, healthy. You will enjoy vibrant health. The mind will become thick, fit with this health. Then fifth benefit, albelapan. The laziness, the carelessness will stop. Otherwise, the mind has a tendency to become careless. It will not happen. With this, the carelessness of the mind will finish. So that is the fifth benefit. Our otherwise mind has a tendency to go on the path of least resistance. And it has more the tendency to go down. That's why while meeting with first timers, Baba said you have to have double attention. I was just wondering, what is this double attention? Attention itself is heightened caution or concentration. And Baba said, you have to do double purusharth and double attention you have to give. And Bab Dada is your sahyogi in this. Not only that, the whole entire Brahman parivar, family will be cooperative. What is double attention? It's quite thought-provoking. Because attention itself is something which is underlined. What is more attention? That which is focused, it is already an attention. So, double attention is something which we need to really think. Because every time Baba introduces some new points, some new thing, then sixth, when you practice this drill, you will have intoxication, nasha. It's not that you don't have to do your work. You do your work, but do this also, this exercise also, and you will have intoxication. Your mind will become an yantra. Yantra means an instrument to become mayajit, conqueror of maya. We are trying to conquer maya, each one of us. The mind will become yantra to conquer the maya. The seventh benefit is you will be able to put full stop in 1 second. The eighth benefit is that your mind will become strong. Whichever thought you want to have at any time, you can have that thought, sankalp. So Baba has mentioned about mind exercise, the drills of the mind. And with this drill of the mind, if you keep on practicing this drill every day, you will have these eight benefits. What are they? First, mind will not pull you. Mind will not pull you. It will get rid of vyarth and ayatharth, inappropriate, incorrect, that which is against Srimad. Mind will get free of that. Because in yesterday's morning, Murli Baba said to Kumars that the greatest bondage to Kumar is waste thoughts. So mind will get free from waste thoughts. You will be able to order the mind. The second is, mind will become ekra, stable and constant. Stability of the mind is a missing feature in today's world. Every mind is fickle, chanchal. Every mind is nimble. Every mind is in the stage of fluctuation. Those fluctuations would stop. Mind will attain a stage of equipoise, equanimity. The third, experience. there is the disease of loss of self-identity in the world, and this is the treatment for that disease. The fourth mind will become healthy. It will get rid of all the diseases, just as body has got physical ailments and maladies. In the similar manner, mind also suffers from mental ailments and mental maladies. So mind will become healthy, and a healthy mind will be very active, very strong. It will be able to remember things, it will be able to function at a very fast speed, and it will be full of power. The next, laziness will finish, carelessness will finish. The next, intoxication. Mind will be filled with intoxication, nasha, and mind will become an instrument to become mayajit. Then seventh, it will be able to put a full stop in 1 second. This is a very great thing. If some disturbance happens in life, we carry the disturbance for days, weeks, sometimes months, sometimes years. It doesn't stop. Something has happened, some untoward event has happened in life, and we keep on remembering about it. Baba is telling to put a full stop in 1 second. Why this is not happening? Because probably we are not making this drill a part of our life. And the last, mind will become strong. You will be able to have any, whichever thought you want to have, the same thought you will have. So these are the 8 benefits of mind exercise. So we were at point number 3. Now fourth, Bab Dada's desire and children's desire. So every child wants to become Jagatjit, and Baba also wants that you should have such powerful thought that you will be able to control mind, buddhi, intellect and sanskar. So that is Bab Dada's chahana, wish, hope and children's hope. Next, chaturai, cleverness. What is children's cleverness? They have said my Baba, and they have made Baba their own just by uttering one word, my Baba. They have captured God, and the God has become captive. Then sixth, Maya's war, the attack of Maya. If the Maya attacks you, what you will do? Because Maya, you had been with Maya for a long time, so she is not so easily going to leave you. So the moment you wage a war against Maya, Maya will attack you. But then what you have to do? If you say just Mera Baba, then you will get Baba's cooperation, Baba's help. Just this one word. And Baba says, have this practical experience. Have this practical experience. Then ceremony. Bab Dada's ceremony and date fixing. Baba says, if you do this, Baba will have your ceremony. Baba will celebrate it. Baba will sing the song, Wah, my children, Wah. And then, but when are you going to do this? Fix the date just as you fix the date for Shivratri. In the similar manner, fix this date. Which date? To become? This also, and there is one more point here. And what is that point? You say that Baba is my world. But then you have one more thing. Sanskar. So, finish that. So Baba said, remove this word sanskar. And how many of you have removed? And he started asking. Raise the hands, raise the hand. What is the purpose? Why he makes you raise the hand every time? What is the logic behind raising the hand? Okay, so people are sleeping, so he wants them to wake up from their slumber and raise the hand. And many people raise the hand without understanding what for what we are raising the hand. So huge audience doesn't know that what or what for he is asking. Just because everybody is raising the hand, let me not be lagging behind. So that is one reason. Second, when you raise the hand in such a huge audience, then you become little responsible. Then probably Baba has kept all those TV cameras and everything, and every time she says that if you raise the hand, I will capture you in that camera and then later on I will show you. That is also one reason. What is the other reason for raising the hands? Any other reason? Determination. He makes, wants to make you determined, because then you will remember that who before whom you had raised the hands. So that is also one of the reasons. Then it's a sort of a pledge, an oath taken in the public makes you responsible. What else? Okay, so that is also one point. Then Baba is meeting with first timers. What he said to them? They are double effort makers, and you have to do double. They should have double attention. That is one point. And Baba said that if you take one step, I will take 1,000. Yours one step, 1,000 is mine. Then Baba met with the Delhi group, and Baba said to them that you have to do some newness. You have done many things. You have done a lot of programs, but during the programs only the speaker become busy. Now do such newness that even those who are not speakers, they will also become busy. One. Second, you have to do something that for 6 months you remain obstacle free. So February till July, no obstacle, nirvigna, everybody. So these are the two very important points Baba said to them. One more thing is there in between. You should have a subtle intoxication, sukshma, nasha. I am master, almighty, authority. That is also. When you have this, and it also means that you are Sarva Shaktivan in fulfilling your sankalp, in your thought. That's a very new point. Okay, so this is group. Then Baba talked with Agra. What he said to them? Here also he said to them that you have to bring newness. One. Then? What he said to them? Do something which nobody has done, just as you have Taj Mahal. In the similar manner, do something which till now none has done. So do something very, very new. What else? Something, one more point is here. Yeah, that is there. What else? Newness. That is there. Something else is there. Anybody? Let's see. Next, Baba talked with double foreigners. What he said to them? Double foreigners. What he said to them? Those double foreigners who are sitting here. Indian culture, you have loved Indian culture, you loved the Bharat, you loved the God of Bharat, you loved the family of Bharat, you have adopted this culture so easily. And those who are away, the farther you are in your countries, the nearer you are to God's heart. No matter if you are far away, but still, those who are farther away, they are very much near to Baba's heart. So talking with double foreigners, talking with Agra, talking with Delhi group, talking with first timers. So the crux of the Murli, the summary of the Murli is that first, remember your five forms, keep on practicing this drill, make the mind powerful, make the mind stable. And how many times you have to practice this drill? In every hour, 5 minutes, every hour, 5 seconds. If not 5 seconds possible, take it 5 minutes. You can take even 10 minutes. So exercise, and another thing, 6 months, no obstacle. 6 months, nirvigna. And then Baba will have your ceremony. Baba will have your ceremony. You can go and read this Murli again. There are so many new points, new things in this Murli. Yeah. About that Agra, Baba said, sit at Amrit Villa. You will have some touching. What newness? How will you get newness? If you sit at Amrit Villa, you will get some new touchings. And Baba said, keep flying and make others fly. That also he said. So touchings will come to you at Amrit Villa. What newness to bring in life, in family, in Laukik family, in job, in Purushartha, in effort, in spiritual life, in Brahmin family, in service. There has to be newness in something. If you do the same thing again and again, it becomes dull and drab. So bring newness. And what is the way to bring newness? Sit down at Amrit Vela. Have connection with Him. And the new planning will descend from Paramdham. And the new plan, new action, new agenda, new strategy, new ideas, new thoughts, everything, something new will come to you. Otherwise newness doesn't come. So you have to do something for newness. Baba is again and again saying, do newness, bring newness in everything. You have done whatever is told to Baba, said Baba, says you have already done that. Now do something new. So bring newness. So this was in short the Murli on mind fitness, brain fitness, mental health, along with spiritual health. So that will make the soul, that will make the muscles of the soul, that will make the triceps and biceps of the soul powerful. So soul will get spiritual muscular strength, and the soul which is powerful can do anything. Can do anything. And that's why Baba said, it is your Soman, it's your Nasha, that I am Master, Almighty, Authority. This is an absolutely new point. It also means that you have the power to complete your Sankalp. It means that you have the power to complete the Sankalp. Whatever thought you take, you should be able to complete it. Om Shanti.